as
God
intended.
Let's go.
To Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Nicola Burnett, holistic dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, and proprietor of Back to Balance Wellness Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thank you for joining me today at Looking for Healing Talk Radio. Looking for Healing is a really exciting show where you can learn from experts in the practice of natural medicine. Combined, the four show hosts possess more than 100 years of clinical experience as professional healers and includes myself, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. If you're into all things natural when it comes to health and healing, then stick with us. This is the show for you. I am super grateful to have the opportunity to share and educate and expand the minds of others on the topic of natural healing, which is a topic that has seemingly gotten lost as the primary way of healing. I invite you to share the links and to tell you all your like-minded friends and family that they can find us live every week on America Out Loud Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora Networks, and via America Out Loud phone apps downloaded from Apple, Android, and Alexa. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the sponsors of our show. One of those sponsors is Global Healing, family-owned company that has been around since 1988. Their products are developed using cutting-edge manufacturing processes and the best ingredients nature has to offer. They work with small organic farmers and producers to offer pure, fresh ingredients. And Global Healing is offering a generous 15% off of your first purchase as a thank you to our faithful listening audience of Looking for Healing Radio. Just use the discount code of OUTLOUD when placing your order. That's OUTLOUD. OUTLOUD. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to EHI, Energetic Health Institute, which is an amazing school. They teach you how to think, not what to think. And it's a great school for all learning all things healing and holistic. And of course, most of you know out there in the listening audience that that is Dr. Henry Ely's school. So we're lucky to have something like that out there for people to get educated and learn the truth about the body and how it works and how healing really works. Okay, so that's it for all of our announcements. I am going to move into the content of the show. I am continuing on with the Body Talk series. So we're learning how to speak the language of the body. And why am I doing this? Well, I think it's really interesting, number one. I think there's probably a lot of things people might hear through this broadcast that they are not aware of. So my first message that I would like to say is stop being afraid of your body. That's an easy thing to say, but it's something that I'm hoping this series will help people work through. You know, we come into the world in these bodies, in these meat suits, and these bodies need to be tended to. This is our temple. Yes, we have a soul. Yes, we have spirit. Yes, there's other things going on than just the physical. However, you only get one body. So you might want to think about taking care of it because it's got to last a real long time. And health is wealth. That is the true wealth in our third dimension planetary experience. And to prevent is always much easier than to cure. So that is my encouragement. That is my message. So let's get into our discussion today. We had spoke of, I have last program, I had started to speak, let's see, let me by memory, I think I went over the small intestine, the heart, and the gallbladder, and I left off promising that we would jump into the liver. So before we jump in, I just want to give a little quick reminder. We talked about muscle testing, and the reason why I went over muscle testing a couple programs ago was because the way that we're built and wired and connected, every muscle is connected to an organ, or I should say an organ system, and they're connected through nerves. So muscles share the same nerve supply. So if there's a blockage in one system, it spills over into another. And this is the main reason why muscle testing actually works. So it's a form of biofeedback that taps into the nervous system and will respond to any type of stimulus and give us information about what's going on in the body. So that's one of the ways that a lot of holistic practitioners will gather information. Obviously, it's not the only way. There's lab testing, just like the things that we do. We do thermography, we do microscopy, blood microscopy, whole body scanning. I mean, there's lots of ways to extract accurate, and that's the key word here, accurate information on what's going on inside a body. So muscle testing is just a part of that, but I wanted to make this connection for folks because so many folks still think this archaic thought process that, holistic healthcare is some kind of fluffy woo-woo BS type of system. And it couldn't be anything more opposite from the truth. It is so steeped in physiology. It is so steeped in anatomy. I mean, everything just lines up. If you really have a good practitioner or get some really good information and hear them speak, just kind of a simple thing like what I am reporting today. Why does muscle testing exist? Because the way the human body is built, I'll say it again, muscles share the same nerve supply, right? Tied into the organ system and the nerves. That's the way we're made. And that's why it works. So there's nothing woo-woo about it. It's very, very concrete. It's very factual. And it's actually very simple. It's a very simple thing to understand. So we really want to look at the body as a road map. The way the nervous system, just in the anatomy, the way the body is wired and the nervous system is wired and how the nerves innervate into the organ systems and the organ systems feed back information, you know, into the brain and into the muscular system. So there's just a simple connection there. So as promised, I'm going to go ahead and start diving into more of the organ systems. So I left off talking about the liver. And so the muscle that is associated with the liver is the pectoralis major. And that, most people know that, pectoralis major is the chest muscle. So this muscle actually connects into the breastbone. So that's the T-shaped bone at the front of the chest. And this is the muscle. It moves the arm down. It turns it in and draws the arm forward. So that's the muscle that I am referring to. And some of the associated conditions or issues that can be connected to the liver is yellow eyes or skin. That's something that is more common symptom that most people are familiar with. But one that they may not be familiar with is dry, painful eyes. So that's a lot of people that I see in the office complain of that. That's something very, very common. And a lot of people right away make the assumption, especially females, that it's their hormones and their estrogen levels are off, and that's why they have issues with their eyes. And most of the time, that's actually not the case. Sometimes it can be, but most of the time it's not. It's liver related. Another issue that is a big complaint for many folks that I work with is floaters. So when you see floaters before the eyes, it's like if you don't have those or don't know what that is, it's like these black spots or almost looks like ribbons in front of the eyes. Swelling inside the eye, that can also be associated with the liver. And flus and constipation, which actually ties back into the ileocecal valve. But flus and constipation can be tied back into the liver. And of course, everybody knows of a enlarged liver, you know, inflamed, enlarged, or hardened liver. That's another common symptom that most people are familiar with or have heard of. But another one is excessive uric acid in the blood. Or you can have blood in the stool. So those two are also associated with the liver. Now, one that most people are not familiar with is bedwetting. I learned about this, gosh, decades ago. Gosh, I don't even remember where I learned this from. I think it was a class that I took, maybe a naturopathic class that I took. But anyways, bedwetting. So sometimes bedwetting we typically associate with kids. And a lot of times I will have parents that will bring their kids to me and they think that maybe the bedwetting is happening for attention or the bedwetting is happening because of something in their diet or something that they ate. And so when I'm reviewing the intake forms and getting the information from the parent about this situation, I'm really first kind of honing in on the liver and seeing if maybe there's any kind of issue there, looking at the diet and what the parents are feeding the child and, you know, the child's history of digestion and bowel movements, et cetera. Now, this one can be pretty common. I think this is one of the most common ones I see first off in most people. It's the inability to sleep. Any single time I have a client that walks in my door and sits down and says, I have trouble sleeping, the first question I'll ask is, oh, do you now? Okay, so what time do you typically wake up during the night? When you wake up, do you look and see what time it is? And is there a pattern? Do you seem to continue to wake up around the same time in the evening when you do wake up? And most of the time, I'm getting that 2 a.m. time, wake up time. And that's associated with the liver. Other conditions that can show up are shakes or dizziness. Even nausea can show up. And sometimes headaches that last a long time in duration. This is another one that you want to think liver when you have these conditions or these types of things, symptoms. Dry skin. Oh, that's another one. A lot of people, again, think that their dry skin is related to the weather or related to how much lotion they use or if they have a filter in their shower, and all of those things, you know, can contribute. But when the skin is really balanced and the body is healthy, then that's usually when you clear out the liver, that's the number one reason when I'll see issues with dry skin disappear. You can also have the big toe joint can be painful and or swollen. And sometimes even breast tissue can be swollen or painful, and that can be associated and tied into the liver. Sometimes I will get a client, I actually have a female client right now who is had a little bit of a concern about quote unquote breast cancer, so she was told. And when I was reviewing her scans and looking over all of her information, I had said to her, well, the thing that we really, really want to look at is going to be liver. I really want to take a look and see what's going on with your liver. And this is something that kind of surprises people when I say that. A sore back or sore shoulder can also be related to liver. And one that's really, really common as far as people marking this off on their forms as a yes response to, do you have this issue? Exposures to toxic fumes or pesticides. So, living here in Vegas, one of the things that people will respond to quite commonly is their comment that they can't go in a casino or they can't stay in a casino very long. They just say the minute they walk in and they smell all the smoke, even though they have HVAC systems that are supposed to remove those smells. They really don't, because they get in the walls, they get in the carpets. They're just very pervasive. Anybody who has ever visited Vegas would know that. And so they will report that they walk into a casino and they can't stay for very long, or they can't go into a casino at all, or they have to walk through very, very quickly and just get to where they're going, the movie theater or the restaurant or the bowling alley or their room, whatever it is. And another thing that most people really associate with liver is anger, constant anger. So if you are not one of those folks that struggles with constant anger, you probably know somebody who does. So next time you're around them or close to them, take a look, look a little bit closer, ask questions, and see if they have any of these issues going on. Okay, so that is the liver. I'm going to move next into, what do we want to talk about next? The bladder. Okay, so some conditions associated with the bladder that you may or may not know. Many of these probably most people do not know, but having the toes point in or out, especially in children, is a common feature of issues when we have issues in the bladder. Oh, and I forgot to mention the muscle that is associated with this organ. Oh, this is a really favorite muscle of mine. It's the peroneus muscle, which is outside of the leg. It's the muscle that goes from the knee, outside of the knee, down to the ankle. And it's what flexes the side of the foot upward and out. And I got to tell you, unless you're a dancer or a gymnast or a circ performer, I don't think I've ever seen this muscle strong on the majority of people that I have ever worked with. And bladder issues, or I should, UTI problems, especially in women, bladder issues is so common and so prevalent. And so when somebody has this muscle that's very weak, I'll do a little test sometimes in the office and just see if they can do this kind of waving with their foot, kind of flexing out and in with their foot. Most of the time, they can't, and it's very difficult. Another one related to the foot is foot drag, where people can't quite pick up their foot, and that is related to this muscle that I was referring to. Another one is bowed ankles, or when people complain of a lot of pain in their ankles. Ankles emotionally can lodge a lot of information in them about it's tied into, I should say, the emotional connection to ankles. Has a lot to do with being inflexible. So inflexibility. And I don't mean inflexible insofar as like I can't reach down and touch my toes, but being inflexible in life with certain situations, right? Just people can't kind of go with the flow, shall I say. So again, this isn't the end all be all these things I'm sharing with you. However, when I'm in an office and I'm sitting with a client and they're telling me they have these certain issues, then my head is kind of, okay, I know I got to look at this organ. I know it could be this organ. Okay, I know we need to highlight this organ and do a little bit more investigation. So, also, if somebody has difficulty wiggling their toes or their feet turn inward, I just had a client a week ago, actually, who was telling me in their history, in their health history, that when they walked, their feet turned inward all the time. That was the normal placement of the feet. And so their parents put them in dance classes and specifically ballet to help with that. And so when I shared with her that, well, that could have been an issue you had with your bladder, that would have been an interesting thing to investigate. for her at that time, if she knew that, or I should say her parents, she was a child. Another one is foot drop when walking. So a lot of stuff with the feet. Limping is another one. Also when the toes roll under when you're walking. So lots of things going on with the feet. Bunions. Also, this can be related to the bladder, or nearsightedness. Also, inability to sleep. And it can also be related to the skin, similar to the liver, where you have inflammation of the skin. Another one is problems with the ear can be related. So when you think about this, like, what does the bladder have to do with the ear? Well, if you understand the way the human body is built and designed, just the anatomy of it, the body has these lines that go through and start at the feet and go all the way through up to the top of the head, or they go from the top of the head and end in the hands or end in the feet. So this is where reflexology comes in. And so when you look at that, the peroneus muscle, it's on the outside of the ankle. And when you trace that line, trace that muscle, but go further and trace that line all the way up the body, it's right in alignment with the ear. And so this is why a lot of these symptoms can be associated with organ systems that just don't seem to make any logical sense. Again, we have to go back to the basics, and we have to just think logically and understand how the body is actually built and designed. Okay, well, we're at that point where I need to take a quick break, so I will stop here. And when I come back, we'll carry on with the bladder and talk about more of these conditions that you can see, health conditions. And then we will carry on and move into some other organs. All right, so sit tight. We'll be right back.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break on Looking for Healing Radio. And real quick, I just want to mention that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of our shows go to podcast typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. You can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and many more. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and rate the show for us. All right, so let's continue on. We left off in the last segment. We were talking about the some of the health issues that you can experience that can be associated with this particular organ. And the organ we were talking about is the bladder. So I left off with, ear problems. I think it was the last thing that I spoke of. Well, back to us women, sometimes you can have issues with yeast infections or issues with problems with vaginal discharge or painful intercourse. Those things sometimes can be common. Another one that sometimes I will see in children is crying spells that seem to not really be associated or related to anything. So that's a common one. So for all of you out there who have children, if they just seem to have these crying spells that don't really seem to be related to anything in particular, but just seem to kind of come out of nowhere, that can be related to the bladder. Also, sensitivity to cold and wind. This is a common one. So that's kind of an interesting one to talk about. On the intake forms that my clients will fill out, there's a lot of questions around temperature in the sense of, there's a question, something along the lines of, do you normally run cold? Do you normally run hot? Or I'll ask them questions about, do you feel as if, do you like going into cold temperatures or hot temperatures? And there's some people who will immediately respond to that question by saying, no, I can't stand. Like, I can't even think about it. Like, I just can't stand being in a cold climate. When you get a real extreme response like that, then you got to think bladder. Okay, another one is a curved spine. That's another one. And this is obviously that the spine does have two natural curves in it, but this is an unusual curved spine. Another one is mental unbalance. That's a common one. And when you think about just my own experience working in hospitals, as I did right when I got out of college. That was, you know, my first job. And whenever there was, usually it was in the older population, you know, the elderly population, 70, 60, 70s, 80s, it was very common that when the elderly would get UTIs, which is common because oftentimes they don't drink enough water. That's a big problem with the elderly. They don't really, their cues for being dry or being thirsty don't quite work well. And by the way, that's related to toxicity. When you clear out the toxins in the body, most elderly people who have issues with sense of taste, sense of smell, those types of things, they will go away. But it was very common working in the hospital that they would get these UTIs. And when they did, one of the telltale classic signs that they had a UTI is they would start to speak out of term or just talk about things that didn't make any sense, almost as if they have a dementia. And so a lot of times when there was a client that would start behaving just very suddenly, very strange, then the first thing that they would do is test for a UTI. And if they did find a UTI, then oftentimes they would be a stat order and they would call the physician and they would, you know, call in some kind of a antibiotic to deal with that. And once the antibiotic started, you would see this kind of dementia or this confusion, if you will, kind of a combination of both, it would go away as suddenly as it came on. So those are some of the things related to the bladder, associated conditions, or some symptoms that somebody might experience related to the organ, the bladder. And if we're talking about the bladder, then we must move on and talk about the kidneys. And the main muscle that is related to the kidneys is the psoas muscle. And this is an interesting muscle. This muscle kind of curves around the lumbar curve in the spine, and it helps to flex the thigh.
It's a very, very interesting muscle. It's usually this muscle is very, very weak on the normal population. Again, the only time I see this muscle very conditioned, shall I say, is usually on professional athletes, dancers, performers, gymnasts, this kind of thing. So, and I'm telling you those things because these areas, the bladder and the kidney, are two of the most common areas where the majority of the public has a lot of health issues. And so when you look at the fact that this is, these organs are associated with these certain muscles that I'm pointing out are usually only strengthened on, again, athletes, dancers, performers, cirque performers, gymnasts, you know, this, you know, maybe an ice skater, professional ice skater, you can understand why it's so prevalent in the, just in the common population. So some of the conditions associated are eyes or ear problems. Another one that's pretty common, I think this is one that is very common, that I common in the sense that I see it on a lot of people, but a lot of people are not aware that it's related or they don't tie it back to this organ, is puffiness in the face or under the eyes. Another one can be poor night vision. So sometimes I get people coming into the office and one of the symptoms that they'll have is like, I just don't drive at night. It's too hard for me to see. Another one, which is interesting, and I watch clients and what it is that they do. When they are constantly rubbing their eyes, this is one of the telltale signs of issues in the kidneys. Another one can be issues with hearing or related to the ears and hearing again, ringing in the ears. Another one, which I always look for in the office, is when a client will constantly tilt their head to the right or the left. That's kind of their normal way when they're in conversation of looking at you. They just kind of cock their head to one side or the other. And that sometimes also a stiff neck can be related. Snoring. This one can be a common one that people never associate going back to the kidneys. And of course, when you have trouble with the kidneys, a lot of times that means there's a high level of congestion and things not working right in the liver. So, another one can be high blood pressure. I think that's a little bit more common, more commonly known. Another one can be excessive protein intake. I usually see this on people who are very avid gym goers. And skin. We always come back to skin here. So we've got a couple of organs that can be related back to skin problems. So we were talking about the liver and how dry skin can be related when liver issues or congestion. It's usually toxicity and congestion. But kidney, because they're all kind of tied in together. Well, they're not kind of, they actually are. It's like a pass the buck system, you know, the colon to the liver, to the kidneys. So skin problems can be locked in there as well. Another thing can be pimples or whiteheads, or it can get really bad to get to the point where it's boils. And sometimes when people have more of a darker complexion, and I don't mean genetically the skin color they were born with. Sometimes you just see the color on their face, and you might look at the color on their arms or their legs and see it's much paler. It almost looks like, I don't want to say a coating of dirt, but it kind of almost looks like that. So sometimes I will notice that on the face. Low back pain can also be an issue, or this is a real common one, one leg shorter or longer than the other. This is definitely tied into kidney issues. You can also have some issues, some foot problems when you're dealing with issues in the kidneys. Flat feet can be related to the kidneys, or feet that are turned out, or another one is weakness in the legs. This can be a really common one. I see this a lot in elderly, a weakness in the legs. And sometimes that just has to do with muscles and elderly people sitting a lot, but not always. I had a case where I had an older gentleman. He was, I think he was approaching 90 or close to 90. And he struggled with this weakness in the legs. And when I spoke to him about his history, he had a relatively recent history, maybe within a couple of years, 1 to 2 years. He had a major surgery. I think it was a heart surgery, if I can remember correctly. And there's all kinds of problems with urine, you know, urine not draining and not unable to urinate and having to put a catheter in over or put it in and put it out and then put it in and put it out. So, and lots of antibiotics. So this can really affect the kidneys. And later on, this showed up moving forward as weakness in the legs. Adrenal problems can be related to kidney. Well, because that's kind of an obvious one. The adrenals are associated with the kidneys because of where they're physically located. They kind of sit right on top of the kidneys. One that people may not be so familiar with is an inability to remain seated. Sometimes I'll have clients and they sit in an office and they're sitting and sitting and maybe 45 minutes has gone by and they're like, oh, I just got to get up. I just got to get up. And they get up and it's almost like a fidgeting. It's not necessarily a back pain, although sometimes they can describe it as a back pain, but it can be related to the kidneys. And again, we come back to sleep. So, you know, somebody's unable to sleep, or if they don't sleep enough, like they have trouble falling asleep and they wake up and they can't fall back asleep, that can be related to kidneys. One that I think is probably an obvious one, maybe, maybe not, drinking alcohol. For any of us who had some late nights out in college and we would, you know, drink a little bit excessively, sometimes that would cause issues in the kidney and you'd wake up, you know, throughout the night, you'd fall asleep really hard. And after 2 hours, wake up and fall asleep and wake up. So not just the liver, but also associated with the kidneys. So if you haven't figured it out, there's a big association between the liver and the kidneys, as you hear me speaking about this. Another one can be impatience, excessive energy. Or if you have somebody who is a bit of a workaholic, or once they start working on a project, they get really into it and they can't stop working, you know, and hours could go by. Maybe they're only supposed to work 8 hours and it's, you know, they're into the 12th hour. So that can be something associated with the kidneys. Another one that I think is a little more common is feeling dizzy upon standing. Another one, which is kind of obvious, a frequent urination. And here's another one associated with difficulty with cold weather. When you hear people who are just, you know, they just can't stand cold weather. They can't even think about, they won't travel anywhere where it's cold. They lived somewhere where it was cold and they just had to get out, these real extreme experiences with cold weather. And another one, which is really interesting, two of them that are really interesting, loss of sexual powers somebody can experience, or I've never had an experience of this one that I'm about to say here too much. I've had a couple of clients with this issue, but locking doors, when people are kind of obsessed with locking doors, kind of to the point where it's, you know, they're paranoid or it's unrealistic, that also can be tied back in and related to the kidneys. So some interesting things, and you're probably noticing as you're listening here that some of these things are related to more along the lines of behaviors than necessarily symptoms, but they are symptoms and they can express through behaviors. So those are some of the things associated with the kidneys. And again, we are at that point where I need to run to a short break. So sit tight and I will be right back.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides. with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break. And for those of you who are not aware, Looking for Healing Radio is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Bryden Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett on Tuesdays, Dr. H, Dr. Henry Ely on Wednesdays, and Dr. Jana Schmidt on Thursdays. And on Fridays, you get the whole gang of us. So between my co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And I just want to mention here that On Fridays, we used to do a format where we would just answer questions that were submitted by the listening audience, but we've decided to try something new. We're moving to what I would refer to as more like a case study. So if any of you listening out there have an issue you'd like to submit, it could be about you, it could be about somebody else. Again, this is anonymous. We won't be saying any names. Then submit information as you would a case study. So details of the information, maybe obviously what the symptoms are, when things started, actions that you've taken to try to remedy the situation, what's changed, what's better, what's worse. And if you send that in, we are going to be looking through those and picking case studies to discuss on Fridays. We just think that's going to be a much better a better way for the listening audience to really get some details, much, much clearer details as to how we think and how as practitioners and how we approach cases and the things that go through our mind and perhaps the things we would do if we had this same similar situation. So we're going to try this new format out, and I think everyone's going to like it. I know we are enjoying it so far. So, okay, just wanted to mention that before I jump right back in to our continuing our series here on body talk. And the next organ we're going to talk about, this is one of my faves, and I would say it's one of my faves because I do a lot of work with this, with people. People coming into the center is the large intestine, right? The colon, the sewer system of the body. So the muscle that is associated with the large intestine is the TFL, known as the, what's known as the TFL muscle, the tensor fascia lata muscle. And this is really, it's not really a muscle. It's more like the deep fascia of the thigh that kind of holds or encloses all of the thigh muscles. So that, and it's associated with the IT band. So running down the outside of the hip to the knee. So everybody knows this area of the body. And once again, I'm going to say this again, it is completely rare that the normal folk, right? Just normal people coming into to the office as clients would be using the thigh muscle in certain ways. How should I say? Again, I'm just going to go back and say the same thing. This area of the body is typically very weak on most folks, unless again, they are a gymnast or an athlete or a dancer or a circ performer. It's just what I see. And I'm pointing this out again, because if these areas of the body are really weak, then the muscle ties into the organ. This is the whole point of all these body talk series. The muscle ties into the organ. So we know through the muscle, it's telling us that there are issues with the organ. And if this muscle gets weak, then a lot of times the organ is going to have poor performance and or weakness along with that. So a lot of the issues that most people have with the large intestine, many I'm going to talk about, are probably pretty well known. Obviously, things like elimination problems, small hard stools, gas, issues with irregular bowel movements, mucus discharge, hemorrhoids, what else here? Oh, a spastic colon, or obviously an inflamed colon, lower abdominal pain, for sure parasites. But a couple I'm going to mention here that you may not be familiar with is, well, inflammation of the appendix, that might be something that people are familiar with. But another one that people may not be familiar with is when people always stand with their legs crossed. That's a common one. Or when their legs are bowed, or this one is really, this, I'm always looking for this one, and I think I see this on everybody, a tilt in the pelvis. Usually there's an anterior tilt in the pelvis, which is kind of like, it looks like they kind of have a sway back. It's also associated with when you get the buildup of uric acid crystals in the joints. Toothache. This is a real common one. If you look at a tooth chart and you see how the teeth are wired into the nervous system, the top teeth that all humans seem to have the most issues with are the molars, the upper and lower molars in the back. Well, if you look at a tooth chart, all of those teeth are associated with the colon. So usually when we have cavities as a child, the first place that we're going to get drilled in or have issues is in the molars. I mean, I think that's like 99.9% of the time. Also, hair and skin conditions. A lot of times when I have a client and I'm working with a client and we go into cleansing, their hair will start falling out and start falling out in a concerning way. It's rapid. And they'll say, God, I'm brushing my hair and there's like just handfuls of hair coming out. And I will just inform them, yeah, it's because you're cleansing. And the hair is oftentimes associated with the large intestine. And so a lot of that hair that's brittle, that's unhealthy, that it just is poorly manufactured, it breaks easy. It's sometimes it can be kind of like a Brillo pad or rough to the texture. It's not shiny, it's not smooth. All of those kinds of things oftentimes are associated with the colon. Acne can also be something associated with the colon. Oh, this is another one I just thought of. Dark circles under the eyes. This is an indication of toxicity. So indication of, you know, buildup of lactic acid, a high level of parasites in the body. Another one that's pretty common is bad breath. And if you've ever had the pleasure of having an advanced cleanse at Back to Balance Wellness Center, you can understand why that's the case. When we are inspecting the contents of all of this, just pounds and pounds of debris that comes out in the process we do in Module 3, which is called the Advanced Cleanse, it's rotten. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And so a lot of times that's where bad breath can come from. Fatigue, being always tired. That's another one. And another one for women is they can have tender breasts when they have their menstrual cycle. They can be very sore, feel kind of bruised, and just be very, very tender. Like they don't even want to touch their breasts, even a light touch. Let's see. What's another one? Social problems. That can be another one that is associated with the large intestine. I'm trying to think now of other things that are you wouldn't necessarily consider to be a symptom that I can think of. Oh, being superficial, the need to be appreciated. Oh, here's another one. Inability to let go. That's a common one. You know, we have this joke when we are working with people in the center and we are talking about, just let that shit go, right? We've all heard that expression many times, just kind of out in public. And we always joke about that in the center and say, yeah, you just got to relax. You just got to let it go. Just let that shit go. So that is the large intestine or the colon. Those can be used interchangeably. We're going to move on now to speaking about the lungs, and the muscle associated with the lungs is the anterior serratus, and that is the shoulder blades. So that's what draws the shoulder blade forward and raises the ribs. And things associated with the lungs, some symptoms that you might observe or notice. A lot of them, I think, here are very common and well-known. Obviously, respiratory problems, coughing, difficulty breathing, congestion, dry throat, dry mouth, weakness in the voice. That is one that maybe some people are aware of, or maybe they are not. There's also associated, this is also associated with conditions of the hair. So bronchial tube problems, soreness under the shoulder blades, where people will complain it hurts to raise their arms. Let's see, low energy. Oh, here's a good one. Night sweating. This can often be associated with the lungs. And one that some may know, some may not know, the use of refined sugars can really cause problems with the lungs. Another one is the arms. I mentioned it hurts to raise the arms, but another one can be difficult to raise the arms, but also the arms seem to give out quite easily. I don't know, maybe you're in your kitchen picking up a gallon of milk or something of that nature, and they just seem to be rather weak. You can't quite get the lift that you used to or the strength that you used to have. It's a hard, I've experienced this, and it's a hard feeling to describe. But it's almost like, you know, you have the strength in there, but they just kind of, the arms just give out. It's like you've got the strength, but there's some other force in there working, and the arms just seem to give out. So those are some things that are very common and associated with the lungs. Okay, the next organ that I'm going to be talking about is the stomach. This is also an interesting organ to talk about. And this is also associated with the pectoralis major, so the chest muscle. It attaches to the collarbone, and it helps flex and rotate the arm at the shoulder. And that's the muscle that we're talking about. Now, the stomach is really interesting because the stomach is associated with I guess what we would refer to as extremes. So, you know, things like nervous breakdown, somebody has a nervous breakdown, or a lot of family dysfunction, or a lot of emotional disorders, you know, where they're crying a lot, you know, where it just doesn't even seem reasonable and the crying goes on and on and on. And the crying seems to be excessive for whatever the issue was that is that happened. And being easily upset. This is another one associated with the stomach. So that's all I'm going to say for now for the stomach, simply because we are running out of time. So I will pick up next week and move into, we'll start off with the stomach. I'll finish discussing that particular organ. And then we've got a few more organs that we're going to move into. Perhaps I might finish some of these organs in the next episode next week. And then we're going to go in and talk about certain things like the eyes, tongue, things you can see on the tongue, and fingernails. That's always a popular one to talk about. So I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to say I thank you for spending the hour with me. I do hope you're feeling inspired, definitely educated, and hopeful that no matter what you may be dealing with from a health perspective, there's always a natural solution that may completely remedy or significantly improve your issue. And that's the message I'm hoping to convey through these discussions of natural healing. If you'd like to learn more, I invite the listening audience to visit our website at www.backtobalancelv, as in Las Vegas, to find out more about what we do at the center in Las Vegas, Nevada. So thank you for joining me. And until then, blessings and abundance with your health and your life. This is Nicola Burnett signing off from Looking for Healing Radio.